Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via EchoLink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KN4HTP. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign. Repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Please give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. On my list of early check-ins, I have 20. So we'll get started with those. First, I'd like to check in my husband, Mark, W2MJB, here in Simpsonville. Next, I have Mr. Fred and Miss Isla from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM and N4IEI. Next, I'd like to check in Roland from Pickens, K1CJW. Next, I have Mr. Pat checking in from Malden, K4OSH. Andy checking in from Table Rock, KI4LZI. Next, I have Jim checking in from Pelzer, KW4TS. Andrew checking in from Simpsonville, W2AMD. Jerry checking in from Anderson, N4DJC. Chris checking in from Greenville, KO4RUR. Leroy checking in from Taylor, KA5WLL. Marshall checking in from St. John's, Florida, W4MKH. Mr. Bill checking in from Anderson, KC4W. Walter checking in from Inman, K4OIM. Don checking in from Piedmont, KG4PFI. Linda checking in from Piedmont, KG4QLQ. Dave from Easley, KV2BYQ. Mel from Prosperity, K4XMR. And Mr. Landon checking in from Liberty, KG4WNP. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to go to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only, please call KN4HTP or net control.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, North Carolina, and I'll stick around.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome John, checking in from Brown Summit, KN4RJN. Thanks for joining us tonight. All right, at this time, I will go ahead and move to our regular radio check-ins, and this being Monday night, we will start with the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, if you'd like to check in, please call Net Control.
Net Control. In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina, and I'll be in and out tonight, Wendy. Thank you.
For HTP. check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry, and Candler. And we'll stick around a little bit tonight, Wendy. Thanks.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Patrick, checking in from Penrose, KO4HKX, and then Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Thank you for joining us tonight. Let's see, I don't think I mentioned I have Mr. John, KN4RJN, down for Rag Chew Layer, and also Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. All right, is there anyone else in the group Echo Through Hotel, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll go ahead and move us to the next alphabetical group, which is India Through Lima. India Through Lima, please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Please check in and out. Kilo, Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. That's T4JIA, Dennis and Gatling. Good evening to you all. That's 73.
HTP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Say 73 for each one of you.
For HTP. Hello there, Wendy. Really good to hear you tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Nice to be on your net tonight. Everyone have a good night. 7-3. For HTP. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. My name is Duncan. I'm up here in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment, and thanks for holding the net.
Net control. Foxtrot 4. Charlie Kilo Tango, John, and I'm in Honey up Pass, South Carolina. Good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll just be short time.
Thanks, Dave. Hope you and Mark are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Gary. To you and Mark. Good evening to everyone on the net. No traffic, no comment.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Dennis, checking in from Gaffney, KG4JIA. Thank you for joining us tonight, Dennis. Next up, I'd like to welcome James, checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thank you for checking in tonight, James. Hope you have a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome Larry and his wife Donna from Greer, KK4JBQ and KC4MFK. Hope you have a good night out your direction. Just a little story, I guess not really a story, but while I was up in Michigan for the past holiday, and I tuned in over Echolink for one of my husband's nets. And Max, who is my son, was in the room along with several of my nieces. And he said, oh, you got to hear Larry. You got to hear Larry's voice on the radio. So you're famous clear up in Michigan, Larry. You have a good, I don't know how you describe it, a smooth voice on the radio. And Max recognizes your voice even before you say your name. So that was kind of fun. Next up, I'd like to welcome Duncan, checking in from Asheville, KO4JKV, and then John, checking in from Honeypath, KF4CKT. John, I hope you have a good evening out there in Honeypath. And next, I'd like to welcome Sid, checking in from Fletcher, W4IOE. Sid, I hope you have a good evening. All right, is there anyone else in the group at this time? India Through Lima. India Through Lima. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please check in by calling KN4HTP or net control.
For HTP. Oscar 4, Oscar Lima Keel, KO4OLK, Stephen and Greer, and I have a question for the right two.
For HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, Mobile in Piedmont tonight. 73DU and all in the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KN4HTP. This is KO4NUE. Name is Chad, QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, KO4RYP. Her name is Miss Anna, QTH is also Campobello. I will be in for comments, she will be out. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Miss Wendy.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, checking in from Greer. KO4OLK. Thanks for joining us tonight, Stephen, and I have you down for a comment later on. Next, I'd like to welcome Fred, who is mobile in Piedmont, KO4NNH. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Fred. Next up, I'd like to welcome Chad, checking in from Campobello, KO4NUE, and Miss Anna, KO4RYP. Thank you for joining us tonight, Chad, and I have you down for some RAG 2 later. I have a question, Chad, that you might be able to answer for me. Are you, or do you know who is calling the net on Christmas Eve? So that's my question. I've lost track of my calendar for our net controllers. So you could share with me the link to that or just to answer my question, either one, but I would appreciate it. So I'll ask you that question later during RAG 2. All right, is there anyone else at this time in the group Mike through Papa? Mike through Papa that would like to check in. Please call KN4HTP or net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group, and that is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please check in by calling KN4HTP or net control.
4HTP.
Kilo Oscar 4, Sierra X-ray Hotel. Bill and Emma, I'll be in and out, over.
4HTP. And Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. That's KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Bill, checking in from Emma, KO4SXH, and also Mr. Chris, checking in from Liberty, KO4QLG. There was a double in there, so if I have any of those incorrectly or missed somebody, please recheck.
For SXH, that's Bill. Delta Alpha Romeo Romeo Elliot Lima Lima.
I think I have KO4SXH Daryl from Emma. Is that correct?
Thank you.
Thank you, Daryl, for correcting me. I like to have my log as correct as I possibly can. And thank you for checking in tonight. All right, we'll give another shout-out here to anyone in the group, Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please check in by calling KN4HTP or net control.
K4ROW, Richard and Graham, no traffic, no round table.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Richard, checking in from Greenville, K4ROW. Thank you for joining us tonight, Richard. All right, I'll go ahead and move us to the next alphabetical group at this time, and that is Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Columbus, North Carolina. Just check me in and out tonight, Wendy.
Hello? This is Alpha Whiskey, K4ZAW, Greenville, Mobile, headed towards Southern Greenville County.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome KE4ZHF from Columbus. I believe it's Zeke. There was a little bit of scratchiness in this signal, so if I have it incorrectly, please recheck. I'd also like to welcome K4ZAW, who is mobile right now, but I did not get your name. So could you recheck, please, K4ZAW?
Net Control, this is K4ZAW, and the name here is Alpha Mike Oscar.
KN4HTP. I got Alpha, and that's all on your name. Can you try it again, or is there someone who has a better, can hear it better and can give me a relay? K4ZAW, I appreciate you rechecking. It's nice to have you join us on the radio, and I hope you are safe out there on the road tonight. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for anyone in the group Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Net Control. The 4 Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. This is Daniel and Taylor's. I know I'm out of order, but I need to get in and out tonight. Thank you, Wendy.
Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. It's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Daniel, checking in from Taylor's, KI4DTY. Thank you for joining us tonight, Daniel. I'm glad you checked in, even out of turn. So feel free to do it when circumstances require it. And next, I'd like to welcome Tommy from Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thank you for joining us tonight, Tommy. At this time, I'll go ahead and move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Bridge TP. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4HTP, this is Andrew and Inman, call sign is KO4CEF, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Kurt, checking in from Greenville, KM4BLH. Thank you for joining us tonight, Kurt. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Andrew, checking in from Inman, KO4CEF. Thank you for joining us on the radio. Next, I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Dave, I'd like to check and see if I could call the net on Christmas Eve. So if you could text me. I've been texting you, but I think I have an old number, so I'm not reaching you. So if you could communicate with me, that would be great. And, Mr. Dave, thank you for all the extra work you do to manage this net. I appreciate it. Is there anyone else in the group Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to open our check-ins up to the big group, which is Alpha through Zulu. Everyone, it's everyone. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
Yankee 4, India, Yankee, India. Robert and Rock Hill.
KN4HTP. Call again. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson, in Greenville, en route to Spartanburg, negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, checking in from Rock Hill, W4IYI. Thank you for joining us tonight, Robert. And next, I'd like to welcome Nelson, who is mobile near Greenville, KO4GUN. Thank you for joining us tonight, Nelson. Hope you have a good drive. Is there anyone else that would like to check in? We're going all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Please check in and out. Whiskey X-ray 4 Delta Alpha Tango. WX4DAT, Danny, over here in Gastonia. And good night, good night. 73 is all. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Net Control, please check in. Whiskey 4 Whiskey Hotel Sierra, Stephen, Lincoln County, Georgia.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Danny, checking in from Gastonia, WX4DAT. And thank you for wishing us all a Merry Christmas. I was just thinking that might be the first time so far this year that somebody's wished me a Merry Christmas. So thank you for those holiday wishes, Mr. Danny. And then I'd like to welcome Stephen. You made it. You've been hitting the repeater. Well, I'm guessing it's you. Somebody's been hitting the repeater, but we haven't been able to hear any words. But whatever you adjusted, if it's you that's been trying, you got through this time. W4WHS from Lincoln County, Georgia. Mr. Stephen, I hope I have your name correctly. Will you recheck, please? KN4HTP. Thank you, Stephen, for that confirmation. And thank you for joining us on the radio. All right, we'll give another opportunity for anyone who'd like to check in before we go to RAC 2. We're going all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks to everyone for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAC 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAC 2s. Mr. Chad, I see a message up there that KJ4WZM has Christmas Eve and Dave, W4DJW, has Christmas. So I appreciate that. At this time, I'd like to connect with KN4RJN, John. How are things up there in Brown Summit?
This is KN4RJN. Well, it's fairly warm today, cloudy, but it was fairly warm. It was up in the mid to high 60s. How are things up there in the frozen Northland where you were at?
KN4HTP. Well, it was It was a frozen Northland, and I enjoyed my brief trip to the frozen Northland. We're enjoying the mid-60s today, and earlier, a day or two ago, it was like the high 70s, so I'll tell you, if you don't like the frozen Northland, this is the place to be. But anyway, I went up to Michigan for Thanksgiving to visit with my sister and her family, and it was very cold. Well, I guess it's all relative, but it was in the 30s was the high. And when I was packing to go, I thought, I don't even remember what I need to wear if it's 30 degrees outside. Do I need a coat, a jacket, a sweatshirt? Do I need wool socks, a scarf? What's going on? It was really funny how I'd forgotten how to dress for the cold. But I just layered up, and of course, she has all the warm stuff, so I could borrow anything I needed once I got there. But while we were there, the garage door quit working, the, you know, automatic garage door that we all have these days. So it was even colder. For some reason, when you trap that little, you know, insulating pocket of air in the garage from that outside cold and the inside warm, the house is warmer. But so I noticed that when the garage door was broken and we had to leave it open. It snowed 3 times while I was there, which I enjoyed. Went out for a walk and was careful to leave very clear footprints in the snow. I had a snowball fight with my nephew. It wasn't a serious one, but it was fun to make the snowballs. And we did gentle tosses. So he was gentle with me. Let's put it that way. And I haven't got the arm strength to be mean with a snowball. So so that was nice. Went out. There's this outdoor historic village right next door to the Ford Museum, and we went there on a day with snowing, of course, and walked around outside at the little glass blower and the pottery maker and the Model T garage, where we rode in Model T cars. I rode in a hack, H-A-C-K. He said it was like a taxi, kind of, that would have taken people from the train. Anyway, station to somewhere, to the hotel, train to hotel kind of a thing. And, of course, those things don't have side windows, and they don't have windshield wipers, which I hadn't noticed before, but it was snowing, and so we kind of needed them. So those were fun. Of course, the only cars on the road in that historic village are the Model Ts, so, you know, I wasn't worried about slick roads or anything like that, but that was fun, although very cold. So, I got my fix on winter, so I'm good to go. Don't need any more this year. How are the stars doing up that direction? What's out lately?
This is KN4RJN. Well, it's we're socked in clouds up here right now, so there's not a whole lot to see, unfortunately. But I did catch, it was fairly clear the other night, and I did catch Orion and the Bull and Pleiades. And, of course, Jupiter and Saturn and Venus are all still lined up, although Venus goes down pretty quick nowadays. But tonight there's not anything because it's just socked in. But I did catch a leftover meteor from the Taurids, just briefly. I mean, it lasted about, you know, less than a second, but I caught it out of the corner of my eye and saw it, and okay, I finally saw one, because I'd gone out a few times trying to catch the Taurids, and I wasn't having a whole lot of luck. Of course, not the kind of cold you were experiencing, but it was cold enough, so I said, nah, I ain't going to stay out here and stuff. You know, I got down into 40. Which is cold enough for me. But yeah, you stay down here in the South long enough and you forget you forget just exactly what it is you got to do to go up north. But yeah, I've had my fix a long time ago, so I'm glad you enjoyed it. Sounds like you had a good trip. What else is happening? Right?
Walking around on that snowy day near the Ford Museum, I regretted not having a hat because the snow was caking up in my hair and going down my neck, and that was, you know, an error on my part, but I, you know, trooped through it. Just every time we went inside, I shook all the snow out of my hair. And we did linger quite a while in the glassblower shop because they were making ornaments and other fun things. And my goodness, it was warm in there. So we went in there and everybody thawed out. And then we went out and had a nice long walk back over to the parking lot. So, I really do like those brief interludes into the winter weather. So I really enjoyed the visit, but it's nice to be back home. There's just nothing like sleeping in your own bed and, you know, having all your familiar things around you.
This is KN4RDN. Yeah, as the saying goes, it's a nice place to visit, but I sure wouldn't want to live there. Yeah, I've shoveled enough of that. As my father used to say when they retired down to Florida, he says, I'm tired of shoveling that partly cloudy. Because invariably when they say partly cloudy, it was, at least in Indiana, it was, you can count on it being being snow. But, I'm glad you had a good trip. I'm glad you're back. And I haven't got a whole lot else. I know Harry's got a good recipe or a weird animal story or something hanging around out there. So I'll say 73s and back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Thank you, KN4RJN, for sticking around for some chat on the radio. At this time, I'll take a little break from the rag, too, and we'll check and see if there's anyone listening in that hasn't had an opportunity to check in yet. We're checking in all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Hello, Juliet. 4 Whiskey Zulu Mike. That's KJ4WZM. Name is Daniel. Location is Traveler's Rest tonight. I'll be negative and negative, but I wanted to tell you thank you for hosting the net tonight, and tell Mark we said hello.
Control. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie, KC4YLC, David and Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Daniel, checking in from Traveler's Rest, KJ4WZM. It's nice to hear you on the radio tonight, Daniel. I will pass along your greetings to Mark. Next, I'd like to welcome David, checking in from Whitmire, KC4YLC. Thank you for joining us tonight, David, and I hope you have a good evening. Is there anyone else at this time that would like to check in? We're going all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call Net Control.
November 4, Lima, Echo, India. I hope that's slow enough for you. KN4LEI, Jim, over here across the river here in Toccoa, Georgia. Wishing everybody a good evening, Merry Christmas. And I have a question for you, Wendy.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Jim from Toccoa, KN4LEI. Go ahead with your question.
I'll make it short. There is coming up January 2022, I just want to make sure our president of our club over here wanted to make sure is the Winter Field Day, January 29th and 30th. You know, the end of the month is the Winter Field Day, January 29th, 30th. 2022.
The Winter Field Day, January 29th and 30th. That sounds great. Are you double checking to make sure that's the date, or is this an announcement?
And you wanted to make sure I was just wanting to know, is that the right date? Is that the right date for the winter field day, 29th and 30th for January?
All right, that's a question I'm going to relay out to anyone who's listening in. Has anyone heard about the winter field day or has the opportunity to look that up for us? That would be very useful information to know.
Wendy, KC4EZN.
Ted, KC4EZN.
Just looking at that, and it says 1900 Zulu, January 29th to 1900 Zulu, January 30th. And then the logs are due by 2359 Zulu on February 28th.
January 29th, 30th,
right? Correct for winter field day, 2022.
Logs are due about a month later.
Yep. The other gentleman doubled, Wendy, but that's January 29th of 2022. Basically, I just Googled winter field day to find that, so go check that out on the internet and verify it for yourself, just to be sure. And then you can also look up and see what the winter field day rules are. I know with the COVID-19 stuff, they've changed and relaxed some of the restrictions, so you might want to check out and see if they're see what they're doing in 2022. But that's what it is, and it's kind of fun. I've operated from the house as a 1E. Gave me a chance to exercise my generator. Back to you, Wendy, KN4RJ. Excuse me, not John. KN4HTP. This is KC4EZN. I'll get it right.
KN4HTP. Thank you for that information, KC4EZN. And thank you for that question, Jim, KN4LEI. Were you able to get those details?
I just want to verify it just to make sure. So thank you for helping me out, Wendy, and you too there. I didn't catch his name, but I appreciate the help, and I just wanted to come in on your net and ask if anybody knew about y'all probably will go. I know y'all have one over there in South Carolina, so
man.
I just want to make sure if that's exactly when the date is. Okay, thank you, Wendy. I forgot the first part of your call sign, but thank you for helping me out, Wendy. Have a good evening. And back to you there, Wendy, from KN4LEI.
KN4HTP. You're very welcome there, KN4LEI. Thank you for joining us here on the radio with the net tonight. All right, at this time, I'll go ahead and move on to our next RAG 2, and that happens to be you, Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. And it looks like our friend John is interested in one of your recipes or animal stories, which I am also. So, how are things out your way?
Check in.
Go ahead, check in.
STP in the net, KI4DOS. Please check me in, KI4DOS, and K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. Sorry I'm late, Wendy. Thank you, Harry. And I was on the phone, and I'll relay in KO4JK. Was it KO or? Let me look and make sure. KO4JQX. That's Mr. Jeff down there in Ware Place. I was on the phone with him. And so I'll bring him along with me. But thanks for checking me in there, Wendy. And sorry I interrupted your rag, you Harry. Y'all go ahead. KI4DOS, back to net.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Gary, for checking in. KI4DOS and Miss Joy, K3JOY from Easley. And then Mr. Jim by relay, KO4JQX. Thank you, Gary, for checking in. Is there anyone else at this time that would like to check in? We're checking in all the way through the alphabet. Please call KN4HTP or net control. All right, KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. How was your day?
KN4HTP, KC4EZN. Pretty good so far. Back up a little bit in your log there. KO4SHX, Daryl up in Emma, is a brand new general. Just want to congratulate him and welcome him into a little bit more of this hobby. And I was there when he passed it. So anyway, congratulations, Daryl. But anyway, yeah, we're good here, Wendy. Had a birthday Saturday, and it turned out to be a very, very pleasant week so far. When I went into my scout meeting Tuesday night, I had a bunch of paperwork that we had to get together. It's time to renew our charter with the Boy Scouts of America. And as needless to say, I think they've been taking lessons from the federal government on bureaucracy and paperwork, but I was all prepared for paperwork and pulled up in the parking lot, and the room was lit up, and there was some decorations, and I said, uh-oh, some of the ladies in the church are having something to do here tonight, and nobody told me. Well, as it turned out, I walked in, and they were having a birthday party for me, so that started my week out, and it was real good to see a couple of the older youth that off in college came by and said hello and whatever, but pretty good week. The weather was nice. I think I've talked about the big tree that fell down in the yard. A neighbor came over Saturday afternoon, and he has a bigger chainsaw than I do and has a friend who has a log splitter, so I think we worked out a deal to where that tree is going to disappear maybe into two or three other wood piles. Put some sweat equity in it, but I won't have to put any dollar bills in it maybe, except for some gasoline and stuff. But I had to work that tree down to about as far as my saw would cut. And there comes a point to where you have to cut the thing so short to leave it light enough to pick up that sort of loses something. Anyway, everything's been good, and we've been happy. I'm afraid I had to tell John I don't have any weird animals except my shack kitty. I think I told you about Mike Echo Zero Whiskey. Her name's Bitsy. She likes to drape over my arm when I'm running the mouse, running on digital mode. That seems to be her favorite place. But we're getting sort of used to that, so she ceased to be weird. But beyond that, I haven't got any good recipes here lately. Wife and I have been on a weight loss thing, and so having new recipes is not exactly what we've been doing here lately. Managed to lose a few pounds and glad to see it gone. But I won't tell you that it's been a whole lot of fun. But anyway, everything's turned out well here. The trees looks like it's going to go away, and the weather's been good, and the radios are working. I've been working some 160 meter tonight with my Tintec Corsair 2, and that's a radio that was originally purchased in 1988, and I'm running ST8 on it, so it does work, and it's kind of fun to have something that old that's still doing a really good job. With that, Wendy, we'll bounce it back. Like I say, I'm sorry to disappoint John. John, and don't have any strange animals. I don't have a real recipe either right now. But anyway, we'll bounce it back. Wendy, KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
KN4HTP. Well, that surprise birthday party sounds great. It gives me a little insight into how much service how much work you put in with those Boy Scouts there in that troop. So, congratulations on being recognized for that, and I admire you for putting in, I'm sure, many hours there. So, we need more people like you in the world. And it was funny when you said that your cat ceases to be weird because you're used to it. I think that's probably a really good tip for going through life, is like adjust to what's going on, adjust to what you're not going to change, and it'll cease to be weird, and you'll become comfortable with it. So I love that. Glad to hear your trees continuing to move out of the yard, and glad all is well. I'm really glad you're having a good week. So thank you for hanging around for Rag 2, Mr. Harry. All right, I'll take a quick break from Rag 2 once again and see if there's anyone listening in that would like to check in. This is KN4HTP. We're taking check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Please call Net Control to check in.
Whiskey 04, Bravo Golf Romeo, Brett, gave now be negative to negative.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Rick, I got Kilo 4, Bravo Golf. What was the rest of your call sign?
Bravo Golf Romeo, KK4BGR.
All right, Mr. Rick, thank you for checking in. KK4BGR from Gaffney. Thank you for joining us tonight. I appreciate it. Is there anyone else who would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I want to check and see if Mr. Steven is still listening in. KO4OLK. Did you have any, what was your comment for tonight, Mr. Steven?
KO4OLK, mine's a little more on the technical side. In my travels, I picked myself up a HF transceiver, a little Kenwood TS-50. But I have a question on the antenna tension. I've read where you can get too much tension and stretch the wire, but how little is too much or too little tension? You know, is like a 5-inch sag in the line too much? Should I be tighter than that, or is it okay?
This is KN4HTP. That sounds like a great question. I have no clue, but I know people listening in, if we still have very many listening in, will have ideas. And if we don't have somebody with a comment tonight that has ideas, I know for sure tomorrow night with Mr. Walt on the net that he's good with questions like that, and a lot of people stick around for a round table after the net tomorrow. But let's see if anyone has any thoughts on that antenna tension. Anyone listening in, do you have a comment for Steven, KO4OLK?
Comment?
Comment?
Sorry, I forgot your call. This is KO4NUE. I'm going to tell you what I do. I'm not saying it's right, but this is what I have done. Is that when I hang my antenna from the center connector, I'm assuming this is a dipole, when you hang the antenna from the center connector and each leg of the dipole goes out with the insulator on the end, I've got some paracord tied to the insulators, and I take a 12-ounce or 8-ounce water bottle and tie it to the string. Suspended off of a pulley from the insulator, and that allows my antenna to stay kind of tight with enough weight with a water bottle, but when the trees blow and move, it allows the center conductor and the two radials, if that's what you want to call them, to move with the trees, and doesn't keep so much tension on the wire that it stretches the antenna out of its resonant frequency, if you want to word it that way. But that's what I do. I'm sure other people have other ways of doing it. The other comment I'd like to make is position the antenna so that you can get the most contacts. And if that is inverted V, or that's a flat top, or that is like KN4EZN, he had a tree fall with half his antenna landed on the ground, and it worked better than when he had it suspended. So try, experiment, and see what works best. But that's what I do to keep a proper amount of tension on my radials, and it works just fine. But for what it's worth, that's KO4NUE. Hope that helped you, sir.
KO4NUE. I'm running an inverted V with some bungee cord, and so your 8-ounce, 12-ounce water bottle gives me idea of the amount of tension. What would you say is the amount of sag that you have in the middle of your line with those water bottles?
KO4NUE, I'd say very little, but not a lot either. I have been listening to the more experienced hams talk a lot about antennas and how over time they stretch with, you know, the weather conditions, and eventually will move, you know, out of its resonance or whatever. Not a big deal, really, if you've got, you know, a tuner or some type of ballon or something, or some way to you know, you don't want to get so far off frequency that unless you've got a way to control it. But I would just, honestly, I would just try and see what you think has the best contact. I personally am not sure that there is a standard. That's just me. I'm relatively new at this, though. But what I'm doing is working, and the type of work that I do with my antenna, I keep one radial lower than the other, and that gets me right where I need to be. So I don't know what else to tell you other than that is put it in the air and keep the SWR down and just work it and just see kind of what happens, you know. That's what I do. May not be right, but that's what I do. KO4NUE.
I appreciate your information, and I'll take that into mind and see what I come up with. This is KO4OLK.
KC4EZN with a comment. KC4EZN, just want to reinforce what Chad said, especially the part about put it up and see what works. I kind of went the other direction. The antenna that I'm the one that the tree fell on the antenna, and that antenna is called a loaded dipole, and basically it's got four coils, two on each side. And those coils are made out of RG213, and they're wrapped around 4-inch diameter PVC pipe. So there is a significant amount of weight on that antenna, and I made that antenna out of 14-gauge copper weld, a steel wire that has got a copper plating on it so that you can, basically, you can solder it. And to get that thing up in the air and get it stretched out semi-flat, I had a cinder block holding it up. And when the tree fell on it, I looked out there and I got a pulley like Chad was describing with the rope passed through it. That cinder block was 10 feet off the ground, but the wire did not break. So that was what I did, and basically I realized that the weight of that antenna was going to be significant, so I made it out of a stronger wire. Now, if you were using just copper or house wire, then you want to think about more of the direction that Chad was talking about, because that soft copper wire will stretch over time, and it may stretch enough to where it might actually break in a high wind. So basically, listen to the two of us and then figure out what works best for you, because I think Chad and I have got both ends of it covered, and you're probably somewhere in between. But I think the more important part is just get some wire up in the air and, you know, be careful how you do it and avoid power lines and things like that. But play with it and see what works. We'll turn it back to you, KC4EZN.
Okay. All right, guys. I appreciate the information. I bought this thing up at a ham fest up in PA. When I picked up my radio, I think it's TNN type braided wire, and I'm running an inverted V going to a pair of bungee cords for my strain relief. So I'll just play with it and see what happens. Appreciate the info.